The following program is paid for by Edge Construction and does not reflect the views or opinions of Good Karma Brands or ESPN Madison. Now that we've hammered that out, let's get to work. From the Everlight Solar Studio, this is the Edge Construction Home Remodeling Show on 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand. Here's Jim Rutledge.
Welcome into the Edge Construction Home Remodeling Show on 100.5 ESPN and the new ESPN Wisconsin app. Jim Rutledge with Mike Tuick from Edge Construction. Give Mike a call at 608-636-3343. You go to edgeconstructioncompany.com to browse their work and read reviews. You can go to Howe's Facebook and Instagram to see more of their work as well. And Mike, today we're going to talk about kitchen remodels. And there's a lot to consider with a kitchen remodel. But I want to ask you this part first. On average, the kitchen remodels, how many of them are, you know, older house, like the kitchen needs a remodel because everything's run down, as opposed to maybe I bought a new construction and the quality wasn't there, or maybe I have a house from like the early 90s that, again, the quality's fine, but it's outdated. Like, so I guess design versus quality of stuff versus run down. Like, what's that kind of percentage for kitchen remodels?
I mean, for that part of it, I'll talk about the used up versions first, because it's like any consumable you put in a house and a kitchen is no different. If they're like tires on trucks, right? Eventually they're going to wear out. The older kitchens, it's surprising how long sometimes people, how many years people get out of those kitchens. I mean, we still are doing kitchens from sometimes the once in a while from the 50s or something that, you know, they were built in place. Pretty good product, good substrates, good plywood, good wood to make the cabinets. Okay, outdated, not fitting in well with current lifestyle. But you alluded to, we always pick on the builders, like builder grade, that dirty word. That kind of started in the 80s and 90s, I would say, and those the wheels kind of come off after a while. They're not. A lot of those cabinets are not well made. They're thin-walled particle board cabinets, and they're just not going to last. But also what happened in the 80s and 90s, like, they fell into a trend, I think. Like, a lot of those kitchens just look the same. You got a U-shaped kitchen where, you know, it's right in front of a dinette with a patio door, and you got to walk around the table to get out. There's, like, all these things that too many corner cabinets in the kitchen, and really not enough counter space to do justice around the major appliances. And then also not good for entertaining. Like, so, and those 80s and 90s kitchens mostly look the same. Like 90% of the kitchens I put in the 90s, they're all the color you're really familiar with,
fruit cabinets.
And they all just looked like that. And the designs kind of carried through too. I think just design was lazier back then. Maybe we just didn't know any better. I don't know.
No, I think those are all great aspects to it. The one thing I want to talk about here is, like, how will you use your kitchen is like the first thing to kind of consider when you're remodeling. And I think that's a good one of, we've talked about this before, of however you're going to remodel, you know, you move into a house, a lot of times you might want to be like, I want to get this kitchen updated right away or whatever. But I think you've talked about it before. There's a case to be made of being in your house 6 months to a year to really figure out what works, not in the actual materials, but for the layout of the kitchen, what works, what doesn't work, what do you like, not like. Because I think you mentioned before, people who have owned a prior home are usually not better, but just more experienced in figuring out what they want, what works and what doesn't work. So if you're in a house, if you move into a house, or you might want to at least use the kitchen for a little bit to figure out how it works for you before you start remodeling.
Yeah, I think it would take a really experienced homeowner to move into a house and know right away what they wanted to do. And sometimes it's like, okay, I want to figure out what I hate about this. Like, there's the corner cabinets. Okay, that's an easy one, right? You've got them.
I realized the other day that we had a much that my wife, we did.
Did you find something back in there?
Well, it was more of a, we didn't do this. We did the cabinet thing. And I was like, you know, the biggest driver for our remodel might be just getting new cabinets, because, I mean, a countertop there, but it was one of those things where, like, nothing's really beat up. Everything's kind of in shape.
Still serviceable.
And so I talked about the Lazy Susan, like, in the corner or whatever. She goes, you know what it is? It looks like a Lazy Susan, but it's actually the only one I've ever seen. It doesn't spin. which is weird because so many, like, a lot of our cabinets have a lot of the features you talked about. Because I went home, I looked, I'm like, oh yeah, a lot of our cabinets pull out.
You got pull out drawers.
Even our little pantry thing on the side has pull out shelves in there. Not all of them, but a couple, and a lot of these things have different aspects to it. So I'm like, pretty updated cabinets. They probably didn't go with like the base level. They must have. You've seen our house. I mean, it showed like the downstairs. They paid money to upgrade things. It was the upstairs they kind of left with the builder grade doors and kind of left the bathroom and things like that, which is where we spent most of our money updating. there's no Lazy Susan in the corner. It's in the corner, but it's actually not a Lazy Susan. You have to like get down and find everything in the back of the corner.
I love that term, Lazy Susan. I mean, my sister is named Susan. And like, and it fit her real well. No, I'm joking.
I should ask my dad if his sister is Susan. It's Susie, but I wonder if he ever messed with her about it too.
It's low hanging fruit, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the corner cabinets are always tough. It's not like we're actively, okay, if we can design a corner cabinet out of a kitchen, we're going to do it. But because it's just not great storage, no matter what. I mean, there are some new things there that can drive it. You know, that can help some aftermarket stuff that pull out things. None of them are like fantastic. Certainly better than, it sounds like you got just the shelf. I mean, there, when that was the Lazy Susan in the cabinet was one of the first kind of upgrades I think I remember showing up, and it seemed like everybody wanted it. And then when I've had it, it's sort of like be careful what you wish for, because it's now your stuff has to fit on that. And when you turn it, when we had them, stuff would kind of fly off, and then you got crap in the corners, you're never getting to. So I don't know. Everything has its downside, but there are other options for those cabinets too.
And I think one of the other things here, so like you talked about, one was basically how will you use your kitchen. I'll ask you while we're in one, what are some common things that are not like you have to have, but in your mind, like if someone said, I wasn't going to do this, you might be like, you might want to reconsider it, because these are incredibly popular because they've been incredibly functional. And, you know, it's just some not must haves, because you're not going to force anyone to do something they don't want to have, but like things that you've seen in, you know, over 90% of the jobs.
Yeah, just individual stuff. So I don't know if there's anything, one thing you can point to. I think like, okay, what does this kitchen have to do? It's got to accomplish the tasks of cooking, right? Like there's, and it's not like when I was a kid. Like I don't think we knew anybody growing up that was like really into like gourmet cooking. You know, that a thing when you?
No, yeah.
But now it's not uncommon. Like people really, it's like a hobby. It's like something that people like to do. Couples like to do. I always love eating over at their house. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so it's got to accomplish that. But a lot of those kind of cooks want stone countertops. I mean, like probably, I used to say over 95% of our countertops were quartz, up until a couple of years ago. And now I think it's like almost 100%. Like it's just never not an option. And for us, like I put the stipulation on the cabinets. Okay. I don't love particle board cabinets, so we don't buy them. I want good finishes. I want it to be attractive. I want the design to work. When you start adding the organizational things in, let's talk about that next time. But the entertainment value of the kitchen. So okay, it's got to be attractive. I mean, if you have a great designed kitchen for you know, you got a kitchen island and for people to congregate around, you got open space and it reaches into the other rooms really well, kind of joins the rest of the house. But it's ugly. Nobody's going to want to spend time in there. So it's got to be good looking, and it checks all those boxes. I like. Okay, a bigger window. Probably half the kitchens that we do, yours is central in the house, but a lot of them are on an outside wall with a little like 30-inch window and cabinets pushed right up to it. The trend is, okay, we're going to open things up. People are willing to give up some of those things to make the kitchen more attractive and feel better, which I think is a good trend too.
I agree on that one. I would say that I want to get the styles of kitchen here, but I want to ask about one of the things. It's not a must-have, but you do ask for basically give a giant wish list first, which can include, you know, maybe the changes to footprint of the kitchen. It's actually funny at home. My wife's trying to figure, like, we have this weird spot in our house that when we were younger, like my wife joked our house was growing up, that when the girls were younger, we had, and actually up until yesterday, like a train table that the girls could play toys on and do all that kind of stuff. And it's underneath the ceiling fan. It's in right when you walk in from the laundry room. That's where just it was set up for it. Well, my youngest has stopped playing with it. And so now my wife's like, well, I took it out. But she's like, I don't know what to put here. She's like, I don't want to put a kitchen table here, like even a small one, because it takes up too much space. It's too close to the bar. And like, it's just, it's going to make the space feel too small. So she took it out. Now the space just feels empty. And she might just fill it with a rug or whatever. But in my head, I'm like, long term, when we're ready, it's more of we'll redesign our kitchen and move it out.
Yeah.
Because it is just kind of a weird, it's just a space that's just a little too big.
Yeah.
But for nothing, but also too small for something. So it's like, in the long run, we just take out that we kind of have a peninsula. It's like move everything out a little bit, make it an island, and now everything can move around. Now, that's not what we're going to be doing, but that's kind of the idea when you talk about a kitchen remodel, that wish list of like really explore the biggest ideas you have and then see what you can.
Maybe that one thing is what you mentioned. It's the kitchen island. I mean, like that has become, you know, it's always a good sized expanse of countertops and storage. And also it has that social thing where people like to gather around it. We walk into houses where it looks like there's no room for an island, and we know we're going to have to open up walls, and that's like what homeowners want. So, I would say that's the main thing.
Yeah, that is a good one there. But then when you talk about the idea of that wish list, so you want to give you the biggest thing. Yeah,
right. The wish list, a bigger kitchen window, open up walls, get the island, good storage, organizational stuff in the cabinets, like all of those lighting, stone countertops, the backsplash, all of those things. And I think really importantly, it's got to tie into the rest of the house. So a lot of times when we're doing a kitchen remodel now, it's not just that one space. It's like, okay, your house does not look like this, but a lot of houses we walk into have been flipped or had owners that stuff just didn't flow. They did it sort of a room at a time and got to zero there and just got over the hump. So it fixed for now or whatever you want to call it. And there was no comprehensive design. So a lot of times that's figuring in too.
Yeah, no, I think those are all great factors into that. Because if you're going to do this, is it easier for you to scale? I would imagine it's easier to scale down than up.
Oh, yeah. So if you're talking about, like, let's get it all out there. So give us the whole list. We'll put a number to it. We'll kind of come up with a design. And then if we got to peel some things out, we can peel some things out. I mean, it's almost never that a homeowner is able to do everything on their list. Like, you know, okay, there's always something that, you know, you got to make choices. But I think the fair way to do it from a starting point for design is, okay, let's hit it all. What would it take to get there? And, you know, if you end up 90% of the way there, that's still a win.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the Edge Construction Home Remodeling Show on 100.5 ESPN and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
You're spending your Sunday morning with the Edge Construction Home Remodeling Show on 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Welcome back to the Edge Construction Home Remodeling Show on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand. You can give Mike a call with 608-636-3343. You can go to edgeconstructioncompany.com to browse the work and read reviews, and go to House, Facebook, and Instagram to see more of their work as well. And we're talking about things to consider while planning a kitchen remodel. And now we're going to talk some more about the idea of a style of kitchen. So, Mike, you can walk us through the styles. I mean, we've talked about this before with, you know, the idea of one, the style is going to fit the rest of your home. Your design team is going to come through and realize, like, hey, this home is, you know, modern, or this home is contemporary, or, you know, whatever. I think it's the same word. But you know what I mean? Like farmhouse or kitchen style, you know, all these different styles. You're going to figure all that out in your process, but you still want to hear it from the people you're working with. And that is, I think, common. But what are the most common kitchen and home designs you see in the area?
So, modern farmhouse is, like, if you ask my daughter's 40, got a family, her look is probably a little bit more contemporary than mine, but she would say modern farmhouse, which is kind of a so if I just said farmhouse, that would speak like a country, maybe stenciling on the wall. I think that is not That's like one of the lowest scoring styles that there is right now. Shaker or Craftsman is the highest. This is the most picked style. So that is a really interesting thing to me, because it's a super traditional style, but it sort of has a clean look to it that, mm-hmm. that speaks to people that like modern. So
yeah.
If you're looking at strictly from, okay, I'm gonna put a bunch of money into my house, And I would like to have a chance of getting that back out, which means you need to appeal to the most amount, you know, like you don't want to pick something that's pretty eclectic, that that's really going to narrow your range of people that are going to like it. So that Craftsman style is by far the most popular. If you look at like our cabinets, our cabinet lines, the samples that we have probably lean some version of Craftsman is maybe 60% of the cabinet doors that we have. It's just like, it's just a sign of the times. Like, so it can appeal to somebody that is mature and older, or it seems to appeal to people that are younger. So like I said, it's a pretty brilliant move. There's actually a style that is just called transitional, which I think is kind of cheating. It's like a mix. Like you go, well, okay, I can do modern farmhouse and contemporary. It's like this mix of stuff. And I just read an article this week talking about how you can completely change styles from one side of your kitchen to the other. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not there yet. But maybe that's a West Coast thing or something. I always think those things start out on the coast and work their way here. And
yeah.
If they make it all the way here, that means it's probably sticking around for a while.
Yeah, when I hear you talk about that, it's like, all right, maybe some of the trim work and things like that in your house are craft, you know, modern craftsmen, but then the kitchen's more of a modern farmhouse style. Like, I feel like you probably get away with a little bit of that as opposed to like changing within one room.
I mean, your own house is a great. So like, you did changed all the trim and doors in your house, and it is a kind of a shaker style. Like,
yep.
So it's sort of a no brainer where you're going. And I liked continuity. I think it makes sense.
Yep.
If you're going to depart from that, I talk to our team a lot about, okay, design has to make sense for somebody that didn't go through the process. Like, okay, there may be a good reason for you to go contemporary on your kitchen at the time, but 10 years from now, is somebody going to go, oh, I see where they were going? Like,
right.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, what were they thinking? You know, like, it doesn't make sense.
Yes. Well, let's talk through some of the other styles that are kind of in the kitchen.
Oh, so I just want to hit that modern farmhouse.
Yeah.
So like, this modern farmhouse can have this modern look and have this contemporary look, but it's warmed up by some things. So we've done several of these where it's a little more of a modern bent and colors in that kitchen, but we've added wood beams, or maybe the paint color is a little warmer, or the tile on the backsplash is a more traditional style that gives some warmth to that design. If it's strictly contemporary, strictly modern, to me it just feels sort of cold. It doesn't have that warmth to it that some of that modern farmhouse style can have.
And then what are the other top, you know, out of the top three?
I think that's pretty much it.
That's like, really
yeah.
it?
Yeah, that makes
a lot of sense here. All right, the next one here is which surface materials would work best? So I'm thinking you're talking about countertops, things like that.
Yeah, there. Yeah. So, okay, what have we got? We've got countertops. I think this is a good time to get into the cabinets and how they're made. Those are the two main things, and then probably flooring. So from the flooring standpoint, I love this trend towards natural products. We still do a fair amount of the vinyl plank floorings, tile once in a while in a kitchen, but mostly it's wood and it's real wood. I love it. I think it's the greenest product ever invented. It's probably the best investment you could ever make in your house is a real wood floor that's sandable. We're still refinishing wood floors that are well over 100 years old and still have a lot of life in them. I think it's a hard product to beat. So that trend is really good, I think, for housing. If we go to the countertops, I mentioned quartz before. There's nothing wrong with granite. It's a great product. It's been around for thousands of years. It's really hard to beat. It's just that even when people at first meeting at design stage go, I've had granite. I know that's what we want. I know that there's a really good chance when they come in our showroom and they go, okay, we've got 40 granites and we've got 400 quartzes to pick from. You're a lot more apt to find the picture that you've got in your brain in the quartz pile. It used to be quartz was double the cost of granite. It's not like that anymore. We've got quartzes that are compete one-to-one with some of the granites, and especially the lighter quartzes have gotten really popular. Those happen to be the ones that are the best buy. And so it's money isn't quite the same issue. They've actually now, at the past couple of years at the big builder shows, when we're looking at new quartzes, they were mirroring natural granites and natural stones from around the world for a long time, and they just got better at it and better at it and better at it. Now it's, some of those are like indistinguishable in the quartzes. But now they're actually inventing stone. Like they're coming up with new designs because they can make the design. And so I see nothing but upside there. And then I guess I wanted to get in the cabinet. So our we've kind of got three suppliers. Welbourne Forest has been our base model for 15 years. It's a good cabinet, plywood cabinet, which I like. Offers a little bit of customization. To go to the next step, which has sort of gotten to be our main line for sure, is a company called Great Northern, and they are in northern Wisconsin. The thing I love about Great Northern is they are not it's like going back in time a little bit when you go to their manufacturing plant. They're not everything's not CNC'd. There's still people involved in the process, and for us it's great because when they go through these cabinets, when these cabinets are coming down the line, like eight people touch them and look for issues. And so the end product is we get a lot better cabinet out the other end.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So when you are, what about, where's a couple other things, like I would imagine sinks, is that also common with the granite, the quartz and everything too? Or
You can get sinks made out of stone. That has not been really popular for us. They're pretty expensive to get a good one. Stainless is still kind of king, although we do a lot of the farm sinks and cast iron with the coatings on them in different colors. And there's a lot of innovation, believe it or not, in the sinks that are coming out. It hasn't caught on here yet, but everything from different types of metals, zincs and coppers, to the stones, to different sizes and different options and different looks. That's one spot that I've noticed really changes at the builder shows that I go to. It just hasn't caught on yet. To do a bigger sink, okay, people like that, mm-hmm. But you gotta have a kind of a massive countertop and really want a bigger sink. But I think there's cool innovation coming. It's just like, how is it going to fit in here?
And then I think while we're talking about this, the other thing could be just appliances. Obviously, you're going to have your standard fridge and microwave and oven, but what appliances would other people want, or modifications? I see the hoods, the modern hood stove or different things like that that are popular. What are some things that people will do appliance-wise that could be built in that's a little different than maybe 15 years ago?
So from 15 years ago, it seemed like every microwave was above the stove, and it's really still the most efficient spot to put it because you can literally have your microwave. You're combining two appliances, right? You got the range hood and the microwave above the stove. Some of those even have a cabinet above them. Like I said, you're not going to do a better on space, but for the looks, okay, you can. And okay, anytime you combine two appliances, can they do everything well? Anybody's had the microwave with the range hood built in, with the fan built in, you'd sort of take a little bit of a back stuff on the fan. It doesn't pull as much air, right?
Yeah, we have that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it works, but it's working, not like, but if you had a range hood with three-speed fan, you could really pump a lot of air.
Absolutely.
It's really getting common now for us to find another place for that microwave, get it underneath the countertop somewhere. I like it because I just don't want to look at it, you know? So I would be willing to give up countertop or cabinet space to get that microwave in a better spot where it just looks better. Let's see what else. The range hood stuff. We do so many options now with custom hoods and custom ways to fit the fans in there. We've even done some where we mount the fan on the outside of the house, so it's pulling through the hood, but the noise of the fan is out there. You still hear air going through it, but it's not as obnoxious as having that fan inside. But certainly the trend is getting all that stuff off the countertop too.
And I forget exactly what, because I think I've seen where, is it like an oven or something like that, where it's not the, like you have, some people I've seen now where it's maybe a stovetop's one place and an oven somewhere else. Is that?
Yeah, it's pretty common.
Like something in the 80s, and I feel like it came back. But
it did come back. Yeah. And so we've, when there's space, right, we oftentimes will do a drop-in cooktop, and then put the oven or a double oven in a tall big cabinet. Now you need some space to do this. A lot of times too, if you look closely, it'll look like a double oven, but what it is an oven with a microwave or oven with a microwave / convection. There's a lot of options for those appliances now, and so that is a great thing too. Another way to get the microwave off the countertop and maybe out of that traditional spot above the stove. So
this is the Edge Construction Home Remodeling and Show. I'm 100.5 ESPN and ESPN Wisconsin app.
You're spending your Sunday morning with the Edge Construction Home Remodeling Show on 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Welcome back to the Edge Construction Home Remodeling Show on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand. Give Mike to a call, 608-636-3343. We are talking about kitchen remodels. You can visit their website, edgeconstructioncompany.com, to browse the work, Facebook, Instagram as well, to read reviews. We're talking about things to consider while planning your kitchen remodel. One of the things here we talked about is what else needs to be updating. And even if it's not a whole home remodel or even a whole floor remodel, I think also when you're considering updating what blends into the kitchen. So, for our part of it, even like we did all the trim work, but when we did the trim work, we left the cabinets, but anything else we wanted to be, including you did the peninsula, you put some, I don't know exactly what it was, shiplap or whatever, something like that to cover up the fruitwood color on that because it wanted to blend it into the rest of the house, and you did some of that work. But also, you know, our next step somewhere along the lines is we want to do our flooring. I know you guys did a good job with that. Ours is hardwood flooring, but we want it resurfaced in a different color because there's just too much fruitwood in the house, and that would take away a lot of that orange color if we did it a different color wood that would blend with the white we have. So when you're thinking about things that could be updated, it doesn't mean just in the kitchen. It could also mean blending into the kitchen with the more open styles.
Yeah. So I think I mentioned before, a lot of times we're doing a kitchen now. We're sort of, and kitchens are really part of the rest of the house. So like, it's not like you can carve out the kitchen and just do that. Flooring actually drives a lot of remodeling. I mean, it's like a third of the remodeling projects start off as, we need to do something about this floor. You mentioned you have hardwood floors pretty much everywhere, right?
Yeah.
That fruitwood color, it was a stain that was, I think, like 80% of the jobs we did in the 80s and 90s were the fruitwood color. It's sort of an orangey stain on oak. And there's no way to get rid of it other than either sand it off like on a wood floor or just replace it on the rest of the house. But so a lot of your work is done like to bring your house together. Now that kitchen's probably the last step, but the flooring is a big thing. We actually refinish wood floors in-house, and a lot of the reason we do that when we do it is because of we've got a problem to solve. Like, we want to change the color. And for a lot of the people that usually sand wood floors, like if you're trying to change colors or blend colors on wood floors, that's just another level of time commitment. And so it's not that we don't trust people to do it. It's like we're really picky on the products you use and the process. And so it sounds easy. Okay, we just sand that floor, throw some stain on it. But stain penetrates, finishes penetrate, and so you got to have the right process to make this turn out right. I'm assuming you're definitely not going back in with anything close to that fruitwood color.
No. I think we're kind of considering kind of like maybe a grayish color. I kind of have to see what it will look like, you know, obviously. But our whole downstairs is hardwood floors, which is awesome. That fruitwood color is just too much. And honestly, for me, this is a debate. I want to put either hardwood floor or maybe it's the paneling, but in the hallway upstairs. Not in the bedrooms, but in the hallway, because it takes so much wear. And honestly, I'll ask you guys this, since we're talking about it, it's as far as building the house. Because like, for me, one of the things that I want to do, and this kind of gets to like what else is in your budget, but also what else you want to do, is that the stairs going upstairs, the carpet just takes a beating. For me, I'd rather at some point take that carpet out and turn those stairs into kind of a wood stair and have it look nice. Same with the landing. That's going to, you know, it's going to be disruptive, but then also it'll have a cost to it. But in the long run, I'm like, we don't be wearing out this carpet and having to change it all the time, or that's the worst looking carpet in the house is those stairs. But it's like, well, I can't do that one color and then not do the floor. And then it's like, so like, that's to your point of,
right, if you had a, because you're gonna have a chance to pick out that color.
Exactly. Like, yeah. So that's where it gets harder to figure out, like, when do you do the remodel? Because it's like, could just do the stairs, but that seems silly because it's not going to match the rest of the house unless I want to do the whole floor. And then for me, it's like, we got a dog. And as long as we have a dog, I'm not in a hurry to, at least this specific dog, to do the floors because it's a big dog. She scratches the floors.
Get scratched up.
I'm not going to redo the floors. I have to scratch it up.
Yeah. For most homeowners, like, where do you stop is the biggest question.
Yes.
Because I think it's good to come up with that comprehensive design. Okay, if we're going to hit the kitchen and wood floor, you should be thinking about, okay, what's the future for the stairs if you got to stage things? I'm trying to think of the last time we just did the kitchen, like a flat out just replace cabinets and put something else in it. It always seems to bleed into something else because you got to update mechanicals. You got to do some things behind the wall. You don't want one of those houses that has three or four different kinds of flooring on the, you're lucky you don't have that, right?
Because
a lot of houses we walk into, that's really common because.
So it's funny, what we were told is that when they moved in, they must have had their floors like that because we have the receipts and everything that they had hardwood in some of it. And then the dining room was not hardwood and neither was the office, but they changed it all. They did not like the multiple. Yeah, so they switched it all to the same type of hardwood.
Well, and by the way, that remodel where you're sort of getting rid of carpet, I mean, there's definitely been a move away from that. I mean, people have pets and kids, and I don't know. There's carpet has a little bit of a bad rap, just people just picture it harboring things, you know.
Well, I think I like it more for the bedrooms. It's more the wear of it. It just seems inefficient in the hallway and the steps because it just wears.
Gets
like,
so beat up.
Yeah. Everywhere else, it's nice to have it on your feet. It's not that bad.
Yeah, I agree. I like the comfort of it, but there's a lot of houses now that are new houses that we touch that don't have any. It's got hard surface floors everywhere. Like that, people just don't want any carpet anywhere. And so I think, like, especially the stairs and hallways and those big traffic areas, people are really drawn to that. Like, that's seen as an asset when you're selling your house is to have those areas, you know, converted wood or something that's hard surface.
Yeah, and so as you're kind of – well, I'll ask this question because we're talking about all these big kitchen remodels, and you said it's rare that you do it. But, like, if someone said, like, hey, we like our kitchen. We do just want to – like, our cabinets were builder grade or – we want to just change out our countertop. The rest of the kitchen's in fine shape.
Yeah.
They just put in a, I forgot the material now.
Like the quartz or?
No, not quartz. Like
laminate.
Laminate one. And we just want to update this. The rest of it's fine. And we want some backsplash. Like that is still a job you guys.
Oh, it does. Yeah. We do like one or two a month of those. They're actually fantastic for us. Sometimes it's nice not to, you know, our people love getting in where that's, you know, it's not a 3 month, 2 month, 3 months, 4 month commitment to do a job. So like if, you know, it's get in there, and it's a lot less invasive for a homeowner. I mean, if we're just doing countertops and backsplash, we usually have to upgrade some electrical just to get things up to code, but it's easy to do at that point. We peel out, you know, we come in and template. We peel out what's in there a few days before the new countertops come in. They come in, finish mechanicals, you know, do the plumbing. Backsplash, we're out of there. So like it's more like a few week thing versus a few month thing. So yeah, we don't mind those either.
Yeah, because I would imagine like it's hard. Like when we even think about our own kitchen model, it's like, well, all right, cabinets are actually in pretty good shape, and we love the idea of a kitchen model, but we have young children, like not having a kitchen for long. So it's more of like, well, could we update it to where we? But then it's a matter again. It's always that balance of like, well, do we really want to change the footprint? If we want to do that, we got to wait. Yeah. But if we just want to make the countertop nicer and update the backsplash, that'll upgrade our kitchen. We'll be happy with it probably for the next, you know, 5 to 10 years. And then when then you worry about it when the kids are out of the house. Because otherwise, it's, you know, my wife's very practical. She's like, we got to make meals of three, a lot, you know. So the kitchen, one thing we didn't talk about, you can talk about now. So like there is a planning purpose for it. You guys are obviously, we've used you multiple times, very respectful of people's space and obviously keeping the house clean. But you're in the kitchen, you kind of need to be using the kitchen, you as Edge, and then the homeowner. Like, see, there is sometimes a workaround needed.
It is. We did my own kitchen, 8 or 10 years ago. And it was really good for me to go through that because it made me more sympathetic to the pain of it. But also, like, it was in some ways less hard than I thought because I thought, oh, we're going to be eating out all the time. We're going to be getting a lot of pizza. It didn't really... It wasn't that. We probably grilled out more, I guess.
Yeah.
But I really don't think we ate out anymore. Maybe I brought home some deli food once in a while or something. But, you know, it went pretty quick. Uh, the you know, when you got kids, you got to worry about, I mean, how, your kids are not babies anymore.
No, they're 8 and 12. They're getting, yeah. So, yeah.
So like they can handle, you know, if you tell them to stay out of the construction zone, they're fine.
Yeah.
If you got 2-year-olds, then it's like, different. Yeah.
No.
And your dog, or I think all of everybody that works for us likes your dog.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She's like the easiest going.
She's pretty
animal.
Chill. Yeah.
But, there is that. It's not just the expense. It's the, we're not going to have a kitchen, like a fully done kitchen for 2 to 3 months. So like, you go, I always think, when I've asked customers of ours or homeowners of ours that we worked for a year later, looking back, was it that big a deal? No, it was really worth it. They happy they did it. But yeah, before you do it,
Well, that's why I wanted to bring it up, because I think a lot of people are like, well, I can't do this because it's going to be too disruptive. And I think it's worth, talking about it, because you guys are well aware of it, but you guys, because you're aware of it, are willing to make it work as best you can. Obviously, there's certain times where you just have to be in there.
We help our, if it's not November to March, a lot of times we're helping people set up like the, I always call it the camp kitchen.
Oh, yeah,
so we do like in the garage or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes we can actually get, some major appliances out there, not like a dishwasher or anything, but figuring out that stuff is a big deal. I have seen homeowners set up 8-foot tables in their great room, and you've got like a mini pantry going on, and you figure it out. It was funny. Like with us, we got married in the '80s. anyways, I think a popular wedding gift back then was the electric frying pan. I don't know if you know what those are.
Yeah, yeah. I think my parents have one. Yeah.
So probably the last time we saw it was in the mid-'80s, and then Christy dug it out. She's like, we got this thing. It actually worked great. You can make anything on that thing. I'm like, that was my kind of cooking, actually.
Right, yeah. Well, there you go. This is the Edge Construction Home Remodeling Show on 100.5 ESPN and ESPN Wisconsin app.
You're spending your Sunday morning with the Edge Construction Home Remodeling Show on 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Welcome back to the Edge Construction Home Remodeling Show on 100.5 ESPN and ESPN Wisconsin app. Jim Rutledge with Mike Tuig from Edge Construction. Call Mike at 608-636-3343. You can go to edgeconstructioncompany.com to browse the work and read reviews. You can go to Howe's Facebook and Instagram as well. And as we wrap up today's show, Mike, the one thing that said on here was what would make it your kitchen? So I don't know. I'm going to put you on the spot here, but maybe there's some things that you've seen from people you've worked with that have really stood out to you as far as like, wow, that's a nice, that's their kitchen or custom piece that maybe you didn't think about that you've suggested to other people going forward. Because I think of even last time with the cabinets, there was one for the big giant mixer. Because I even asked my wife, I'm like, why don't we have a big mixer? And she goes, I got nowhere to put it. And she's like, I can just use the handheld, and I just don't want to have this giant mixer that I have to lift up and put everywhere. And that's been kind of at this point, it's like, well, I don't have space for it, and we get by with this. But that's one example I've seen that people who really do want the mixer for baking and things like that could have special cabinets that could bring it out.
I think it's anything that's that gives it some personality. A while back where a homeowner had just bought this family had bought a dining room table they really loved. And it was not a big house. It was on the west side, but it was a kind of a long, narrow house. And so like we had nowhere to expand this kitchen. And what we ended up doing, our designers, they wanted an island. So the island, basically the backside of this island, we built a custom built a bench into it that this table could be up against, and they had a couple chairs on the other side of the table. And it was like, this thing couldn't have been an inch smaller, this room, to make this all work out. But that was something that people have, homeowners have. I think we actually went back in there and did their baths, if I'm correct. And homeowners were like, people love that part. Like, that was the part that it's like the only thing they can see. Like, it looked super custom and built in. We built in niches and benches, things like that, with storage underneath. One that came to mind when you first were talking about that was, we talked about the quartz countertops and how great they are. Well, one of the traditional houses we worked on downtown, as kind of a nod to the past, had a, I don't know what it was called. You might call it like a butler's pantry or something. It was just basically a little row of cabinets with a narrow countertop. It's about a foot deep. And they decided, and the designers decided, to do a wood top there just because it looks like period correct. You got all this, the stone, and you got the beautiful cabinets, and then just a really cool walnut top. We made up a walnut top in our shop, and it added a bunch of personality to it. It could be a light fixture. It could be The open shelves. One we did, I think this was the third time we'd been in this house on the west side. It's actually Milton, but a small house. It came time to do their kitchen, and I was like, oh, yeah, because it was a really small kitchen, half the size of this room we're in right now, not very big. And I thought, okay, we're going to have to, you know, get cabinets all around. Well, this homeowner didn't want any upper cabinets, and I'm going, where are you going to put stuff? They had shelves that they had saved over the years, I don't know, from different houses or from stuff they liked, and we incorporated open shelves in there. And when it was all done, I was like, this is really cool. You took a small kitchen and gave up cabinet space, but made up for it in kind of other ways because you really love the look. So anything that gives you that personality.
Yeah, I think those are all great options here. As far as the kitchen remodel here, we got about 2 minutes left here. Anything else that you think people listening should know when thinking about a kitchen remodel?
Just be aware that, like, when we have it opened up, we're gonna fix a lot of past sins, right? We're gonna if there had been a leak at some point and ruined subfloor, we're gonna fix that. If when we peel it back, that drywall. We're updating as many things as we can get to. So if it's plumbing pipes and valves, we're going to do that stuff. All the electrical, really, those code changes happen every 3 years, and they always hit the kitchen. And so even kitchens we did in the 90s, 80s, we're doing quite a bit of electrical upgrades. And so it's a great time to kind of hit those things when you're in the house, so that, like that happens too.
Yeah, but I think, you know, my experience, it's actually nice to get those things updated, though. You know, like, you don't want to worry about it. Our house is newer, but still, it gives you peace of mind, and sometimes it works in your favor to have the electrical updates, as my in-laws always complain they have no outlets anywhere. And so, like, I think it's still better to have too many outlets, even if maybe they're a little bit, quote-unquote, unsightly. It's much better than the alternative where you're running extension cords all over your house because you don't have any outlets.
Yeah, it's a safety issue.
Yeah, because their house is from, they live like a country-style house, but it's from... They live down in Judah. It's like 100 years old, and there's just not a lot of outlets. And so that's their number one complaint. This has been the Edge Construction Home Remodeling Show on 100.5 ESPN and the ESPN Wisconsin app.